one of America's most influential guitarists, has died. Etta Baker has been called one of the world's best blues guitarists. She grew up in a family that played blues, hymns, and rags. In a story broadcast on Morning Edition last year, Etta Baker described growing up playing music with her family.
Myself and Cora, that was my sister and daddy, we'd play on Saturday nights for big, big dances. At night, they'd have big dinners. And then when dinner was over, they'd go back to playing and dancing. I guess that's what they call the good old days.
Etta Baker's unique sound was first recorded on a compilation album in 1956. It was this recording that helped shape the growing folk revival. After working for decades at a North Carolina textile mill, Etta Baker quit to pursue her music full-time. She became known for playing Piedmont blues, a style of finger-picking guitar playing that mixes African-American blues, white country picking, and English fiddle tunes. Etta Baker released her first record when she was 78 years old and toured well into her 80s. A couple of years ago, she collaborated on an album with bluesman Taj Mahal, who was amazed by her endless ideas.
She always keeps coming up with new tunes that she'd forgot, oh, I forgot this one, and then sit down and play you something that you go like, oh my, you know, I mean, here's another old slice that goes back into what kind of music people sat around and played at one time.
Taj Mahal, speaking about guitarist Etta Baker. She died on Saturday. She was 93.